Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun. Now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hello? Anybody out there?
Hello?
Laurie?
Yes?
Hi.
Brian? Hi.
Where's
oh,
the big kahuna?
Hey, guess what, guys? I'm here. Guess what? I've learned something after 4 years of doing this show. Do not hit your mute on your mic.
I know you were trying to mute me.
God,
trying to mute me. Something.
I'm just over here running my mouth, and I hear you guys going, "Hello, hello." Anyway, what I said before I muted my mic was, "Welcome to another Great Ideas Radio Show."
Oh,
and
God.
Yes, we have no clue what we're doing after all this time. I can't believe it. I hit the mute on my mic. Oh well. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
and
Brian.
I have a question. You mean to tell me that Walmart is now charging you 10 cents for a plastic bag?
Yeah, well, it wasn't Walmart. No, it was Save-A-Lot. Charging 10 cents for a bag. And, you know, I don't even want to discuss this. I get too irritated. But you go through your line, and then they say, would you like bags? No, I'd like to carry this crap out in my arms to the car. Of course I want bags. Well, we have three different sizes. One's, what was it, Laurie? One was 5 cents, one was 7 cents, one was 10 cents.
He goes, give me five. I'm like, five? Do we really need five bags? Give me five big ones. I think because he's just tall. I think everything he's getting, he's just like, I'm like, five bags?
I'm sorry, but it's smart. They do this in Europe. You have to pay for a little bag. And when I go to the grocery store, I bring my bags. You know, Aldi's, well, I love to shop at Aldi's. They do the same thing. They don't provide bags. If you want bags, they'll sell them to you.
Okay, Brian, let me ask you this question. You go to McDonald's and you get a Big Mac and fries, and they start charging you for the box to put the French fries in. How do you feel about that?
I won't go to McDonald's.
No. You would tell me, oh, they do that over in Europe. Oh, screw that. Give me my bags for free. And, you know, I don't care. This whole environmental thing, don't even get me started. We got a lot to do tonight.
they were really nice bags, so I have to admit. I'm
look,
like, he gets the bag. I'm like, these are really nice.
Yeah, but I have every right to get you started because, you know, I was on hiatus from Facebook, and you had to go and drag my name through the mud on some post and wake me up from that nice dark place that I was in. So I'm going to pick on you as much as I can.
You know, you're right. I do have a mute button over here, and I know how to use it. But we need to go talk. Actually, I don't know how to use it. I've muted myself, but we need to go talk to our guest. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. And you didn't hear me with my intro because I was muted, but we have a great show tonight. We have two powerhouse singers joining us tonight. It's going to be less about food, more about paper or plastic, and about music. Our two powerhouse singers are Jimmy Charles. He's a good buddy of the show. He's been on several times. And Jimmy's over in Baltimore with Zero Cancer Foundation, and we're going to bring Jimmy on right now. And if I don't mute his microphone here, hey Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you? Congratulations!
Celebrating another
done.
wonderful Baltimore Zero Run cancer prostate cancer race today. It was awesome. We had the biggest turnout in the history of all the races in Baltimore. So. Big day today.
Oh, I heard you guys raised like $400,000. Is that right?
It was real. I think we were about 10 grand short of $500,000. Coming towards the end of the race, so we were. And then a few checks came in late, so we're gonna get the final numbers. But gosh, $500,000 towards cancer research. Baltimore does such an amazing job, Dr. Siegel with Chesapeake Urology, and his efforts bring so much money for such a great cause, you know, and then all the individual efforts and the teams that race, you know, we had over 3,000 people there today. So, you know, it's amazing to see everybody really come together for a great cause.
No, it really is a great cause, and congratulations, too, with the song Superman, which we're going to play in a couple of minutes here. But you want to kind of give everybody a little bit of background, those that may be new listeners and don't know Jimmy Charles and some of the things you've been doing, a little bit about the Superman video and the song and how that all came about?
Yeah, well, what's funny is last time I was on your show, we were talking about kind of the same thing and the impact we thought it was going to have, you know, or just started having, and now it's really having that impact because you guys came out last year when we had the Baltimore race. And, you know, I had just – that's where it all started because they had been following my career before I moved to Nashville and asked me just to, you know, to volunteer and bring awareness for their races. Zero Cancer, for those who don't know, is a nationwide prostate cancer organization. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with cancer, with prostate cancer. 30,000 men a year just in the United States die from prostate cancer, 1 man every 19 minutes. So it is very much a prevalent thing, but you never really hear about it. So we're out there really getting the voice, and they asked me to be a part of it, and then they asked me to write a song that would bring awareness for men to get their prostates checked, which is not the kind of request I'm used to getting. So but I flew in a prostate cancer survivor who was actually a stage 3 Gleason 10, which is very close to stage 4. He wasn't given a lot of hope. His name's Phil Shulka. He beat it, though. He made it through. He fought through. Now he mentors other cancer patients when at Chesapeake Urology, when they just find out, you know, they're getting it. He said, hey, I'm living proof that you can beat it. You know, I was in way worse shape than you are. You know, here's what you got to do. You know, because there's decisions to be made with prostate cancer, whether it's radiation or surgery or what you're going to do. And, you know, just amazing job that he has to be there for these people. And a lot of men suffer in silence. They don't tell anybody. So I brought him into Nashville and sat him down in a writer's room, listened to him talk for over an hour, myself and Goose Gossett, who I do a lot of writing with. And we came out with just an amazing song, sang it last year at the race. Everybody was blown away. The response that we got from the survivors and from everyone was just incredible, so much so that I got a phone call from National Zero saying, hey, and I had done a lot of radio interviews, and I was on the morning news on, you know, WJZ and done a lot of stuff prior to the race, talking about the song and everything, and they said, we would love to have you as our spokesman. Would you please be our national spokesman? And I of course, accepted happily. And now I'm traveling all across the country. I'm in 5 cities just this month. You know, I was in San Antonio yesterday morning for their race. Now I'm in Baltimore. Then I'll be in Harrisburg. And then St. Louis. I was just in Cincinnati. Did Chicago. I'll be in Virginia Beach. And so then I said, I'll do it on one condition. I was like, we have to make a music video of this. The world needs to hear this song. You know, everybody's been touched by cancer. And this song isn't just about prostate cancer. The song's called Superman. And when you hear it, you know, it says, you know, no one's Superman. And that's because men don't like to go get checked. They don't like to, they think they're healthy and strong and they're going to be fine. But the thing with prostate cancer is it shows no symptoms and it's a killer.
Right.
So, now, my dad died of prostate cancer. So I think I had told you that. So I think that, you know, there's a special place in my heart for what you're doing. So.
Yeah, I know. And I know it must be hard for you to even do this interview. So, you know, I commend you for that, but, you know, I'm out there trying to save lives. And so we did a music video, and it's so powerful. You know, everything was done so professionally. My friend Steve Condon, who does all of Phil Vassar's videos, he just did Old Dominion's Break Up With Him video. So it has worked on a lot of big stars' videos. I wanted this done, you know, top-notch. And we hit it out of the park. We presented it to CMT. You know, they're really hearing from me for the first time, and they were blown away. It was really awesome sitting in a CMT room with all these producers watching my video on their big screen and them turning to me and saying, thank you for bringing this to us. We would love to feature it. It blew up on their website on September 1st. It had over 5,000, not views, 5,000 shares.
Wow.
In one day. It was the top watched video in the world. And I was the fourth searched artist for about 2 days. I was the fourth searched artist in the world, next to Luke Bryan and Taylor Swift. And it just shows the power of this song.
Amazing.
And you know, it's getting picked up. You know, GAC's playing it and Zeus playing it, so it's getting national attention. And the message is getting out there, and it's going to save lives. And I can tell you, it really feels amazing.
Well, it's an amazing video. Those who've not seen it yet, you can go to Jimmy's website, which is jimmycharlesmusic.com, and he's got the actual video there that you can see. We're going to play the song now, Jimmy, and then we'll come back. And this is, like he says, the music has a great message to it, and listen to the words. And then we'll come back, Jimmy, and just chat a little bit about what's been going on in your music career and a little bit more about where you're headed in Nashville, et cetera. So everyone hang tight. Here's a song, Superman, by Jimmy Charles, and we'll be right back.
I'm up every morning, the best shape of my life. I'm everything to my 3 kids. I love her to my wife. Still run 5 miles when I get home. Play pickup at the Y. So why's this doctor telling me should be scared for my life? And I didn't want to come here. I swear I'm feeling fine. So you say I got cancer, man. I say you lost your mind. It's the hardest thing I've ever do, swallow my pride, face the truth, go through hell, feel the fear, and praise the Lord that I'm still here, and I've still got more miles here on this road, and now I'm here to help you all understand that you can't fight this battle. Through the treatment, I fought hard through the pain. There were days where I would give up hope and give God all the blame. Then I thought of all I your pride. Face the truth, you'll go through hell. You'll feel the fear, but if you press on, you'll still be here. But you still got more miles here on this road. And I hope that you can understand. Brother, you can't fight this battle on your own. No one's Superman.
And there you go. Check out the music at Jimmy's website, jimmycharlesmusic.com. And Jimmy, if people want to go find out more about the Zero Foundation and how they can donate money to this, where can they go? What's the website?
It's zerocancer.org, and they're in 37 cities across the country, and they have these races that are a lot of fun. You know, today, there, like I said, there was over 3,000 people there. They have a superhero kids dash. So you don't be afraid to bring the kids. A lot of people say, "Oh, I got my kids. I can't do it." No, bring the kids because they have so much fun. You know, the Towson Tiger was there. They always have a mascot from one of the, you know, some of the Ravens cheerleaders were there today. You know, everywhere I go, like I was just in San Antonio, so the Coyote was there from the Spurs, and they make it a lot of fun for the kids. They dress up like superheroes, and they have a
aww
dash. And you know, we do a lot of fun dances with them. So it's not just like a race, and where you can't bring your kids. It's a whole adventure. There's lots of vendors there, lots of entertainment. You know, so wherever you are, look up on zerocancer.org and you can find an event closest to you. I'll actually be in Harrisburg on the 25th, which, probably shouldn't be too far for some people listening today. I'm hanging out in Baltimore for, I was going to see some friends and then, head on over to Harrisburg. And then I'm in St. Louis. I fly right to St. Louis for their race. But, and zerobaltimore.org, if you're just interested in the Baltimore race or want to donate, you can do that at zerobaltimore.org. And on my website, great, actually, there's a direct link to Zero Cancer. You can read about it and get involved.
Well, everybody check it out. It's a great cause, and congratulations on the success of CMT on the video, and it's getting the word out, a very important issue out to everybody. And before we let you go here real quick, what's been going on with you? I know you've been wheeling and dealing in Nashville. How's it going?
Well, it's going great. You know, I've been focusing a lot on this song. You know, they always say it's, you know, it's all about a song, you know,
right,
that one song. And this is really it. This song is going nationwide. And, you know, I'm in 10 cities just this month, you know, 5 for my normal touring and then 5 for the cancer benefits. But I have been doing radio interviews and newspaper interviews and on morning shows and newspaper interviews and magazines. It's amazing how many people are coming out. And I'm like, wow, this is what it's like, you know? I mean, it's great. It's great, but I'm so busy. I couldn't sleep the night before I was going to be featured on CMT.com, and as soon as 6 a.m. rolled around and they had me front page of CMT.com, you know, I couldn't help but tear up a little bit. I mean, I remember 6 years ago when I moved to Nashville, I looked up and, you know, after about three months of moving somewhere where you don't know anyone, you realize that you're not on vacation, you know, and it's an emotional roller coaster. You really have to be strong. And I just remember looking up and I see this big, huge CMT sign. And I said to myself, you know, I was feeling a little bit down, missing a lot of my family, missing a lot of my friends. And I was like, you know what, one day I'm going to be on there. And that's a true story. If you go on my regular friend page, you can see that I posted 6 years ago as my banner page this sign that I saw downtown.
Cool.
And only about 2 people liked it back then. it wasn't very encouraging. I was like, I'm going to be on there. And only 2 people, I didn't have that many friends back then, but, you know, but at 6 a.m., you know, that dream came true. And I'll tell you what, I put it, you know, on my social media, and by 9 a.m., I thought my phone was going to explode. It was going ping, 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 ping. with notifications. And
well,
it just felt so good. I just sat there and watched it. I was just like, I might need to buy a new phone, but that's fine.
No, congratulations. You deserve it. You're a hardworking guy. And
you really are.
There.
We've seen you work so hard and come up and rise to the top. I love that song. So.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
you keep knocking them out of the park over there. And I was going to bring up the Ravens since you're in Baltimore, but I probably tonight.
I knew this was coming.
Well, I only have one question. First of all, I'm not much of a football fan, but everybody kept telling me today, well, Oakland is no good. Oakland is no good. So what does that mean?
You know what? I'm scared for this season. I'll tell you that much. Jeez.
Wow.
What
a heck of a game.
I'll be honest with you. I actually, sadly, I had to go home and fall asleep for a couple hours. I was so exhausted. Like I said, I was in San Antonio yesterday morning, and I had to be up at 4:30 this morning. And when I go to these races, I mean, I'm talking to these survivors that are telling me these heart-gripping stories about, you know, how this song is exactly what they've been through. And I give them my, you know, all of that attention. And it's just like 3 or 4 hours, and then I'm performing. I'm signing autographs. I'm taking pictures. And, you know, and then I went and performed the Green Turtle like you guys were at last year.
Right.
I did that, same thing. And then by the time the Ravens game came around, I was like, holy
physically
crap,
and mentally exhausted.
I caught the very end of it, and I couldn't believe that we were losing. So congratulations, Frank. I was wrong. You were right.
you know what? I was actually kidding you when I said that, because I'm not really much of a football fan. But anyway, I was watching it on the tube back and forth on the computer, and I'm like, good God, this game's going back and forth. And when I saw they lost, I said, oh, geez, Jimmy's not going to be a very good interview. Anyway, I kid. Everyone check out his website, JimmyCharlesMusic.com, to find out more about his music and also about the Zero Cancer. And thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story and telling us about what's going on. Congratulations for all the success.
Everybody share that video. What I tell everyone is, you know, when you share that video, you might be saving somebody's life. You know, it's not just about sharing a song or somebody might see that, even if it's somebody that shares it off your page 4 or 5 times down the road. You know, somebody might see that and say, hey, you know what? That could be me. I need to suck it up, buttercup, and go in there and get checked and save their life, because I have been wrapped up in this thing and heard so many stories. And there's a lot of people that don't make it out of this. And they said, you know what? If he had gone 6 months earlier, he'd probably still be here today.
Well, that's,
you know,
I
talk
exactly
to wives, I talk to daughters, you know, I talk to a lot, and so, you know, that makes it even bigger of a message. So when you share that, somebody could get that message, and
they
we
can
save
get
one life, one life, it's worth it. So
everybody share the video and get the word out. And Jimmy, thank you. And I want you to, if you've got a minute, I want you to listen to the music I'm going to play, the next lady who's coming on. I don't know if you know Bridget Rios Purdy, but I found her by accident through a friend, and she's an amazing, I guess, jazz and blues singer. And it's probably not going to sound as well on your phone. When you get a chance, hear the replay of this show. This woman is amazing. Everybody hang tight.
Cool.
Jimmy, thank you for joining us, Jimmy, and everyone will
thanks,
play
Jimmy.
Bridget's song. I
hey, thanks so much for always supporting me and having me on.
You're
always
welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Keep
anytime. Everyone hang
work
tight. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. All day.
keep a home. You know I don't want you, you and your money too. I just wanna make love to you. I can tell by the way that you switch and work.
That was a lot of fun to create, you know, in the studio. I recorded that at Dirt Shack Studios, which is in California, with a producer who's extremely talented. He's a master at the guitar. His name is Dave Osby, and he's known as Dirty Dave. And you can check him out at YouTube as well. And then the drummer on that, because it's a power trio, but the drummer on that is Michael Lazier, and he plays for Walter Trout. He's Walter Trout's drummer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Your music, I don't know where you've been hiding. I read a little bit about your history, but you've been hiding out somewhere. But it's amazing. Your music is just unbelievable. And Laurie and I were listening to some of the songs that you sent to us, and I'm like, good God.
So
you
were in awe.
You
were in awe.
Yeah,
I was in awe. And by the way, I love your name because that's my niece's name, Bridget. So I like to rest in the start.
Okay, good. All right.
Nice Irish name.
Tell us a little bit about Bridget. I mean, from what I understand, you've been involved mm-hmm. with a lot of in the music industry, but kind of like, you know, not as far as cutting your own music for a while. So can you give us a little background about how you got
okay.
into music and what you've been up to?
Well, you know, I've sung my whole entire life. I started singing when I was 5, you know. My dad was a guitar player, and, you know, it's just family functions, playing and singing around the house. And
When I was about 13, my mom was driving home from work, and she heard an audition on the radio, and it was for the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. So, of course, at that time, we didn't have phones or texting or anything like that. I know I'm dating myself. But what she did was she memorized that phone number all the way home, you know, so she could call, and she set up an audition for me, and she took me to the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, stood me in line with hundreds of other kids my age, and I auditioned, and they took about maybe 20 children at that time, and I was one of those kids. So I was very fortunate at a young age to be provided as the type of mentoring that people can only dream of, you know.
Right.
And then from there, just all kinds of different auditions, and I've sung my whole entire life. But another main mentor of mine who influenced me as far as soul, because I've always loved soul and blues and gospel, was a lady by the name of Maureen Bailey. And she was the vocal coach for many of the artists of Motown. And so before they would take these artists into the studio, she would prep them for their studio time. So I was very fortunate to have her as my mentor, almost like a stage mother, as a matter of fact, a mother as well. And she took me under her wing and she trained me. So I have, you can hear a lot of power in my voice. So that's
right.
Kind of like the opera training, the classical training, meets the rock, gospel, soul, you know. And then also, I was raised Catholic, but a friend of my mom's had invited us to go to church with them, you know, Baptist church. And so we went one day, and my life was totally changed after that, because people were just singing so freely in the pews. And the sounds that I heard, I had never heard before. So, you know, in Catholic church, you get up, you get down, you chant back and forth.
Right.
Not that I didn't love it, but it was a whole different ballpark. So I would beg my mom and dad, please take me to take me to hear that music again, take me to that church. And so all the different trainings, and just, I was just, you know, thankful God gave me what I have.
Well, now, this is your first solo song that you're coming out with? This is your first CD?
This is my first CD. This is my first solo project. I've been in other girl groups before. I did background vocals for Paul Rogers, and I have done other background vocals for various artists as well. But this is my first solo project.
Well, let's talk about this other song you sent to me, because I want everybody to hear your music. And called Lucille, Don't You Weep. And you want to tell a little bit of background about what that song is about? It's pretty obvious when people hear the story, but tell everybody a little bit about Lucille, Don't You Weep.
Okay. Well, as many people were at home mourning for the loss of B.B. King, I was just so saddened and just struck by his death and shocked. And unfortunately, I never had the opportunity to really see him play. I've seen other blues artists, but I never had the opportunity to see him. And he was one of my favorite blues artists, and my dad used to listen to him. I started thinking about, how would Lucille feel now that she's left here alone on the earth? What would she say if she were a real woman? Because there was a time when I couldn't sing, and what does that separation feel like from somebody, a music that you love, something that you love? And so I approached it, the song, from that direction, and it was interesting because there's a quote from Michelangelo that I really love that kind of sticks out. And Michelangelo once said that he saw the rock. And when he saw the rock, there was an angel that was crying to be carved out of it. And that's exactly how I feel about that song, Lucille. You know, I imagine this woman, the guitar as a woman, Lucille being a woman, and the song just just poured out of me and Dave and another writer, his name is Drake, Shining. And within a half hour, we wrote that song.
Wow. In a half hour, you wrote this song. Wait, folks, wait till you hear this. This song is amazing. For Glenn Clay, Lucille, Don't You Weep. We're going to come back and talk with
I just want to say, it really created itself. It was begging to be born, and it really created itself.
Well, it was boring. It's good. So hang on, everybody. Listen to her song, Lucille, Don't You Weep. We'll be right back. That was Bridget Rios Pretty. And let me tell you, you were talking about Baptist Church. It's like I was just at a revival after that song. Hey, we're We're running short on time, and I wanted to talk to you about food and more about your music. I'm gonna ask a favor. Would you be interested in coming back on our show at a later time?
I would love that. Thank you for asking me. I'm so honored.
We got kind of long on our first bit on today, and I want to have you back. Your music is fantastic. Everybody who's listening,
if you
want to hear more, check her out. She's got a website here. All you got to do is click on the website link that I've got here. Mm-hmm. It takes you to BridgetRiosPurdy.blogspot.com. You can find out more about her. You're fantastic. We'd love to have you back on again.
Thank you.
I'm running out of time, but thank you for joining us tonight, and you're always welcome back.
I appreciate that. I feel blessed to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And everybody, I hate to be cutting this short, but we are almost out of time. So, Brian, I know you've been very quiet. You've had to be quiet tonight, but we've had some amazing talent on tonight. And is there anything you would like to add as far as food world goes?
No, I've just been enjoying the ride today.
Me too. I'm with Brian. I do have something I need to say.
Yeah, you do, Ari.
Well, we always talk about our wonderful, amazing neighbors, Dave and Mary Benjamin, and Dave's daughter, Kristen. Yesterday morning, I guess it was? They pull up in their boat, and I'm in the house. I'm like, oh, my God, our neighbors are pulling up right in front of our house, and they drop off a bushel of crabs for us. I could not believe it. I mean, are we living the dream here?
We are definitely
living the
dream.
Are we blessed with these neighbors? And then that's when you made the crab bisque, and everybody was hitting, what did you get, like 85, almost 90 likes on it. It was amazing.
Yeah. We do have the greatest neighbors in the world here where we live. And Brian, by the way.
Well, I love Kristen. I love Dave's daughter, I have to say. I have to give her a plug because me and Kristen have something in common. We both love purple and pink. And I'm always jealous of her nails. She goes to the beauty parlor all the time, and she shows me her nails. They're always pretty and purple and sparkly, and she's just a sweetheart. So, Kristen, I'm shouting out to you. We love you guys.
Thank you guys for the crabs. And Brian, by the way, the crab bisque was amazing. I don't care what you say. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. Well, I know we're short on time here. We'd like to thank our guests and Jimmy Charles. Check out his website. And Bridget Rios Purdy, you guys got to check her out. I want to have her back on, play more of her music, and find out more about what she does. She says she's a big foodie, and we want to find out more about what kind of food she's like, but we got to get running here, and thank you for joining us. By the way, we're still in the top five. We appreciate all your support, and we will see you next week, and I'll try not to hit my mute button next time. Have a nice week. We'll see you next Sunday, and everybody be good, and I'm going to try to get – I'm stalling for time here because nothing's working at the moment, of course. Here we go. I'm going to play a little Brian Mack music as we close out. We'll see you next week.
Things just don't seem the same. People looking for someone to blame. Times aren't the way that they used to be. Sometimes you can't hear them talk. Their hearts are kept behind the lock. With violent things I don't want my kids to see. We got YouTube and an iPod now. Paying for it, I wonder how. We gotta have the latest gadget, it seems. But I'm looking for those simpler times. When paying for gas, we weren't scraping dimes. And America was a nicer place to be. Skipping rocks with my grandpa, not thinking that we broke the law today. Things that I remember well, the sights, the sounds, the cookie smell are in my memory. Mm-hmm. Someone just lit off a bomb. A bookie red said to his son, 10 people lost their lives yesterday. Why can't we all just get along? The nightly news won't cover it some. When America was a nicer place to be. Skipping rocks with my grandpa, not thinking that we broke the law today. Things that I remember well, the sights and sounds, baked cookie smell are in my memory. But oh, those were the days of past. And oh, let's let the good times last. Skipping rocks with my grandpa, not thinking that we broke the law today. Things that I remember well, the sights and sounds.